talking today with Shan Farrell, of course, from Oklahoma State University, from the Ag Econ Department. Shan, you were here. You offered some thoughts to Administrator Pruitt, and you heard him talk about the what he called the 2015 rule, the existing rule that we call WOTUS. He called it a bad outcome. What makes it undesirable for a lot of folks in agriculture?
You know, in agriculture, we face a lot of challenges every day. I mean, every day a farmer has to be an animal scientist, an agronomist, an engineer, and everything else. And one of the things we had to do under the old version of the rule was also be an environmental scientist. And the reason for that was the old rule had a list of lots of things that were a water of the United States that were pretty clear. You could look at a stream or a pond or a river and say, okay, I get it. That's a jurisdictional water. But because the old rule, the WOTUS rule, had an incorporation of something we call a nexus test, which basically said if this water body had any sort of hydrologic connection to a jurisdictional water, that means it's under the rule too. And that's just hard for anybody to make a determination of. And in fact, it was proving to be really hard for EPA and the Corps of Engineers to make those kinds of determinations. And that has made it really hard for producers to know when am I supposed to be following these rules and when aren't I. And that was the big challenge.
Clearly, you know, the administrator talked about this idea of trying to follow the dictates of the court. In other words, they were really responding to a Supreme Court ruling, right?
Right, and there was a Supreme Court case called the Rapanos case, which was about a wetland, and was this wetland under the jurisdiction of the Clean Water Act? And it was a real split decision. It was actually a 4-1-4 vote of the court, and so the EPA and the Corps of Engineers, when they were drafting the previous version of the Clean Water Rule, actually keyed in on Justice Kennedy's decision, which wasn't actually the prevailing decision, but they thought it was the one that kind of fit best. And actually, Justice Scalia's decision, which was actually a little bit more clear-cut, a little bit more focused on the textual language of the Act, was actually the prevailing opinion. And so I think what you heard Administrator Pruitt saying today is that they kind of want to hew a little bit closer to that one because they feel that will give producers a lot more clarity.
One of those words that we've heard used, just kicked around like a football almost, navigable. Mm-hmm. And that seems to be what they were almost trying to not adhere to during the Gina McCarty era, now drastically different with Mr. Pruitt.
Well, yeah, and so we hear the word navigable and you think boat. Right. And so we look at a lot of the waters that are under EPA jurisdiction and go, I probably couldn't put an inner tube down that, much less a barge. Right. And so if you go back and look all the way to when we enacted the Clean Water Act and you actually read the congressional record, it seems pretty clear from the congressional record that the Clean Water Act was supposed to address perhaps more water than I can put a barge down, but also not something that I could put a paper boat down either. And so that's kind of been the struggle for those past several years is, how do we come up with a definition of navigable that makes intuitive sense, that kind of adheres to the language of the statute, and that's still protective of enough waters for us to make sure we've got clean drinking water and clean agricultural irrigation water as well? So that's been the balance we've been trying to strike for a while.
He obviously is on track, or he believes he's on track to try to get new proposals out soon. He talked September. Mm-hmm. What sort of things do you think may come with this redo of WOTUS?
You know, I think one thing that's really important is trying to figure out what safe harbors might be out there. So do we have the idea that Administrator Pruitt mentioned of maybe we have a list of waters that are not considered waters of the United States? Or do we have an explicit listing of these waters are waters of the United States? And so I think what you'll probably see in the new rule is maybe a little bit of both of those elements. You probably see some very clear, this is a water, and you might see some very clear, this is not a water. And I think the important thing for the rule to get right, and that's why some of the comments will be really important, is in between those two extremes, how do we give the agency the room to protect water, but at the same time give all the regulated parties a clear path to certainty so I can know in short order, if this water is kind of in between those two, can I get a quick determination from the agency and know one way or another so I know how to proceed?
Seems like before we had a mountain or I guess an ocean of gray, maybe a little less gray.
I think now we're trying to get a lot more black and white and narrow that gray as effectively as we can. And that's one of the reasons I think it's really important for people to submit comments to this new rule. So we have that 30-day period open now since the rule's been published. So if you have ideas for how we can clearly delineate that, let the administrator know, because I think they're actively seeking that input.
I guess what they're also wanting, clearly, I would think producers and others that want to redo to clearly say that, because there's going to be the critics that want to keep WOTUS as is.
Yeah, and I think lots of people that are very pro-environment see there are positive things about the rule right now, and I think that there are also lots of people that are pro-environment but still feel that the rule is a little bit over-expansive. And so if you've had an experience with a jurisdictional determination, if you've needed to know, is this body of water, is it under the administration's authority or not, share those experiences, because I think having a clearer process of making those determinations is still going to be important going forward, and I think they need information from the ground to know how to streamline that process too.